Well, it's quite a good poem, actually. It's quite pleasant.
Will you tell me what it says?
I need to look at this again. Well, it's about the only thing that good poetry is about, isn't it? It's about love, women, blue eyes, hair, sand, sea. You know, what more do you want? You throw all those into a certain sort of combination, and there you are. You've got all life there, haven't you, you know? And, of course, I mean, the whole sort of feeling of hopelessness that men feel, you know, when faced with women. I mean, it's an eternal poem. It's eternal, a poem for all times, for all people, you know. It is a creed de coeur of the male, you know.
It's a perfect Esperanto poem because it is universal.
Yes, absolutely, that's right. Absolutely, yes.
Is that blue eyes?
Yeah, blue eye. Well, that's extremely blue. That's deep blue eyes. You see, we have a little trick in Esperanto whereby we can sometimes, not often, we wouldn't overuse it, but we can double a root of a word to give it some intensity. So blue eye is extremely blue, deep blue. So we can't say that in English. We couldn't say, oh, I love your blue eyes. You know, you think actually, if a chap said to you, I love your blue eyes, you think he had a stammer and a stutter and you probably wouldn't want to go out with him. But, you know, in Esperanto, if somebody said, ah, vi okuloj blue eye, you know, you'd fall over. I mean, you'd be at his feet, you know. It's a lovely sort of term.